Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 5 of 6 on ministering to one another, and it's based on Hebrews 6:10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Charles Spurgeon gave us this wonderful statement, quote, "One good deed is more worth than 1,000 brilliant theories. Let us not wait for large opportunities or for a different kind of work, but do just the things we find to do day by day," unquote. Thus far, we have seen 6 ways that we minister to one another as we look at that phrase, one another, in the New Testament. We are to love one another, prefer one another, receive one another, admonish one another, bear each other's burdens, and comfort one another. Seventhly, we minister when we forbear one another. As we read in Ephesians 4:2, forbearing one another in love. Here is one of those amazing words again. The context of this verse is unity. Christian unity has been a perennial problem since the early days of Christianity. As early as Acts 6, unity was threatened. Additionally, in almost every one of Paul's epistles, there is something about unity. Paul commanded believers here to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The word keep is tereo, which is derived from teros, which means a warden or guard, and means to keep an eye on, to watch over, observe attentively, and even guard protectively. Notice that we are not told to create unity. Oh, God forbid that we try to do that. When we do try, we inevitably create instead compromise, tolerance, uniformity, or other false kind of unity. Rather, we guard the unity that Christ has created. Paul lists 4 ways that we guard Christian unity, one of which is forbearing one another in love, and that is our emphasis here. Interestingly, while we might think that to speak of love would be enough, but Paul knew it wouldn't be because he understood human nature. So he adds that we are to be forbearing one another in love. That phrase, forbearing one another, is the Greek word anekomai, to hold oneself upright, to bear, or even to endure. Interestingly, and how significant, this is the same word Paul uses in 2 Timothy 4:3 to describe people who will not endure, that is, they will not put up with sound doctrine, but will seek teachers who will tickle their ears. The idea here, then, is that sometimes we just put up with each other, that we bear with each other in misunderstandings and problems and conflict, that we love each other and sacrifice ourselves for others anyway. This doesn't mean we just put up with it, but still kind of boil on the inside. Rather, we forbear in true love. Without this kind of love and forbearing, unity will be destroyed and God's work right along with it. Eighthly, right on the heels of what we just noted, Paul went on to write that we forgive one another. Ephesians 4:32, that be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Instead of the usual word forgiveness, the word aphesis, which means release or pardon or cancellation, the word that is used here is charizomai, the root of which is charis, that word, wonderful word, grace, and means showing favor, graciously giving to someone. In other words, what is true forgiveness? It is treating the offender graciously, responding to their unkindness with our kindness. Oh, but that person wronged me, we argue. He hurt me. He insulted me. But let us consider what we did to our Savior, but he forgave us according to his wondrous grace. You see, we live in a day when raw feelings and raw emotions drive people's actions. Should we therefore deny our feelings? Oh, indeed not. Rather, we should deal with those feelings. They should be controlled by a mind that is driven and truly all the more driven by God's holy word. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses add to our study today? Romans 12, verses 20 and 21, and 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Our next episode is the final one of ministering to one another, and is based again on our text in Hebrews 6:10. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him